It seems like it was just yesterday, but it's been months since the flames of the 18,000-acre Whittier brush fire roared through the Santa Ynez mountain range in Santa Barbara County. While cooler, moister weather and even the chance of some rain later this week is easing the brush fire threat, it's opening the door to a new danger: flash floods and debris flows.
With the fires, we've now got very steep hillsides that have been denuded of all vegetation. They're going to start moving when we get some significant rainfall. So our concern is that we could have some flash floods and debris flows in the areas that have burned both this year and those areas that burned last year.
Rob Lewin is director of the Santa Barbara County Office of Emergency Services.
So we've got four fires that we're watching closely, the burn areas. Of course, from last year, the Sherpa and the Ray fire. And then this year we have the Whittier and the Alamo fire. And all of those burned with high intensity. So that ground, not only was it vulnerable to movement before the fire, those soils have now been heated up and actually chemically changed. So they're really vulnerable now.
Lewin says they're looking at a couple of concerns. Topping the list is the safety of people who live near burn areas in and below mountain canyons.
One is Tokolodi Canyon over on the coast side. As we saw last year, El Capitan Canyon, the Las Flores Canyons. Now, those canyons are going to be very vulnerable. We've met with the locals in both those communities and, you know, trying to alert them that they need to take some steps to be aware. We're also concerned about, of course, the summer camps that were burned on the other side, on the Kachuma side of the Whittier fire. And then over on the Alamo fire, the Tepeske Canyon area, we don't anticipate as much of an impact, but it did burn, and those canyons are narrow, and those people need to be prepared.
The emergency management official says they're concerned that flash flooding or debris flows from burn areas could close Highway 101 or Highway 154. And there's also the threat to Lake Kachuma and Gibraltar Reservoir with debris flows contaminating key water sources. In Ventura County, it was just a few weeks ago that the Vista Fire burned about 90 acres of rugged hillsides off of Highway 33 northwest of Ventura. Because it strip slopes so close to the start of rainy season, it has the potential to create big problems.
Certainly we're going to keep our eye on that spot at Casita Springs. Although all of it, the burns on private property, and Sheriff's OES is preparing pamphlets and helping people protect themselves because we can't work on private property. If the mud starts moving, it can easily affect a lot of public property. In that same area in 2005, for example, we had mud flows across Highway 33 that closed it for a couple of days right there in Casita Springs. We had serious mud inside homes.
Jeff Pratt is director of Ventura County's Public Works Agency. He says other potential flooding spots in the county, if there's heavy sustained rain, include parts of Conejo Creek, areas of the Santa Clara River, and spots near Ojai. Pratt says the county's team is already geared up to deal with big storms.
We've got a lot of experience, if you count person years, hundreds and hundreds of person years. We've got monitoring equipment all over out in the fields, which measures the rainfall and the flows in different areas. And we have models running that can take the rainfall and flows in certain parts of the creek and extrapolate to other parts of the creek. So we're ahead of the storms with real-time flood warning.
But even with planning and preparations, in some cases, flooding and debris flows mean one thing.
A debris flow is just monstrous in its effect, and there's no stopping it. You can't stop water. You can't stop mud and rocks from flowing, as we saw so clearly from what happened in El Capitan Canyon Campground last year. So you have to get out of the way. That is the only way to deal with it. You have to be prepared for that this winter in those particular locations.
Santa Barbara County Emergency Services Director Rob Lewin says just like during peak brush fire season, people in potential at-risk areas need to be prepared.
Have a plan to be prepared, to pay attention. They should all sign up for alerts from the county through awareandprepare.org. They have to have two plans. One is just to go to high ground to get out of harm's way, and the other one is to evacuate all the way out if there's time.
Lewin says they're as prepared as you can be to deal with potential flooding and debris flows.
We'll be monitoring the weather. We'll try to get alerts out as fast as we can, but even with the best meteorology possible, we may only have minutes before we can recognize that there's going to be a potential debris flows.
Lance Orozco, KCLU News.